If you're like me, and about 50 other Republican wannabes, no doubt you're thinking about tossing your fedora in the ring and taking a shot at knocking Trump out of the primaries in 2024. Why not? The loudmouth is gambling that his candidacy will subvert the lawsuits, indictments, criminal fines and penalties, possible jail time, all that pesky stuff that would give most people ulcers or visions of suicide, but not him. Money talks, and he's got plenty of talking to do. Twitter just took a vote, and the tweeting public, by a slim margin, said, sure, let the man rant on their platform. That, or they figured the way I do, Twitter is going down like the Titanic with Elon at the helm, kicking off half the sailors and the guys who run the engine room shortly before the iceberg. Sure, the other four dozen potential candidates are more qualified than me, or you, but you think Trump was more qualified than his 10 or 12 opponents when he won the primary back in 2016. You just got to be more outrageous than the others. The media loved that guy. Who do you think they wanted to cover? Bernie Sanders or Marco Rubio? It was Trump all the time. Crazy talk, wild stuff, outrageous accusations, foul language, everything the press figured would sell papers and add to their audience shares. Even when he turned on them, the networks and the reporters were drawn in like moths to a dump fire. And the MAGA minions loved it. Deplorables? Nah, they just love a thug gangster. Nothing more American than that. Used to be candidates espoused unbridled optimism. Our nation's best times were just around the bend. A new morning in America. All that blithe jibber-jabber. Now they want to hear why their country's going down the tubes. So give it to them. Commies, Proud Boys, Putin, Xi, the big corporations, the immigrants, the gun laws, hell, all of those and more. Guns kill, but gun regulation is worse. They're both to blame. Right-wing nationalists and those leftist transgenders, they're all the reason this once great nation is a shithole. Blame the farmers, why not? Toss the tech boys and the potato growers into the same bushel basket of grievance and hate. There's plenty of room. Republicans and Democrats, all of them are toadies and inside traitors. The whole wretched bunch should be hauled out and stoned. Don't forget the church is all just as culpable as Hollywood. Foreigners and inner-city criminals, what's the difference? Gotta do something about it. Gotta get even. Gotta get tough. And I mean tough with a capital T. Yeah, this might be the election to go for the prize. Most powerful hombre in the world. My hat's ready. And so am I. You just have to know how to appeal to the people. Trump certainly did. But hey, he's a loser now. And nobody wants a loser.